Welcome back, friends. So we ended off with the powerful medium of a story. Of course, our Blessed Lord used them, the master story, typically rightly set. So as we go into, I guess we could take care of some of the mechanics of how you wrote this particular book, and then we can go into the genre itself.
Sounds good.
So tell us about how did you choose to publish this book? What was the word processing program you might have used? I know you had a beautiful, beautiful launch party that, we were not able to attend because of other family obligations, but it was very well put together. So to me, that seems like you must have a lot of helpers to help you with these very facets of publishing.
Well, not really. I'm kind of a weird guy in that I like to get my fingers in virtually everything. So I spend a lot of time looking into things, educating myself, and that sort of thing. But one of the big things that kind of directed me down a certain path is my age. I'm 73, and I tried to do all the things that you're supposed to do as a beginning author, as a debut author, finding an agent and all that. And I spent about 6 months really looking into exploring all the agents out there. I probably looked into probably 200 or 300 different agents. There's a great online tool for finding agents and tracking your contact to those agents. I did all those things. But after 6 months of that, I realized, wait a minute, Bill, you're not 30. Who knows how long of a life you have? My dad is still living at 101. So who knows? I may have more time than I think. But as you see the end of your life approach, you have a different perspective than other people. So I thought, I'm not going to look for an agent, which is the only way of getting in contact with a traditional publisher. So I started going down the self-publishing route. And it's difficult on the one hand because everything rests on you. But on the other hand, you have control of everything, which for an artist can be an absolutely wonderful thing. So I decided to self-publish. I'm actually my own publisher. My imprint name is Blue Sevens. You have to have an imprint. You have to be a publisher in order to get a collection of ISBNs, which you need to be able to publish. So I self-publish. I noticed here on the mechanics of publishing a book, you asked about word processor. I use a program called Scrivener, which is available for either Mac or PC. It is a wonderful resource to have. It's not just a word processor, though it is that, and a very powerful one, but it's really aimed at authoring. It's really aimed at putting your words in, ultimately, into a book form. It has all kinds of other things, like you can collect any web research that you've done, your own general thoughts. You can do outlining. They have a thing in there that's like a cork board. You can stick up 3x5 cards if you want, if that's the way you work. It has virtually anything you can think of. If you want to flesh out your characters, you can put full bios for your characters, photographs of your characters. If you find them on the web, you say, hey, that guy or that woman looks like this character. You can collect all that stuff and put it in there. and have it very easy to access. So it's a great resource for authors. I recommend it highly. And it's cheap. I think it's like $40 for a, you know, lifetime program for it. So you can't go wrong with it.
You cannot go wrong. Did you buy like a bundle of ISBNs?
Yeah, I bought a collection of 100 of them. And the way that they work it is you can buy one, or you can buy 10, or you can buy 100, or you can buy 1,000. It goes by factors of 10. But every time you move up in factors of 10, it only costs you twice as much more. So it doesn't make any sense to buy one. And if you're going to write more than one book, I would really think about going for 100. Because if you write one book, you need one ISBN for every version of that. So you need one for a paperback, a hardback, an ebook version, and even an audiobook version. So right away, you've used up four. So to me, it only makes sense to get 100.
That's what I had found. So were you your publicist then for your launch party, or did you have somebody to help guide you? Because it was detailed: door prizes, video reviews. I don't know if you were able to do this a Zoom, but I know you had thought about it.
Yeah, I didn't end up doing an online parallel launch party, but I think for the next one, I'm going to try and do that. In fact, I may go totally online. We'll see. But this time, that was just one thing too many. since myself and my wife were my publicists. But I did look into it, and it has a lot of interesting possibilities. Because if you do already have a following, and since I'm a debut author, I really don't have much of a following yet. But if you do, I think an online, either parallel or the total party that way, would really be a wonderful experience. Let me throw this in there. One of the major things for me in thinking about launching a book and all the fine things for doing it the right way to actually, yeah, you can get a book out there. If you have a complete manuscript, you can publish it tonight and it will be available tomorrow morning on Amazon. You can do that and it doesn't cost you a thing. However, there's so much to it that you don't want to miss. I think it's really important to learn from people that have been there before. And an incredible resource that I found is a man named Thomas Umstadt. He actually lives up in the Austin area.
Can you spell last name, please?
I think it's Umstadt.
Okay.
And he has been in the publishing industry, though he's a fairly young man. I think he's only about late 30s, maybe. He has been in the publishing industry almost for a lifetime. He's a homeschooled Christian man. And he's been an agent. He's been an editor. He's been involved in all kinds of different aspects. And he's been involved in helping authors, for the most part, Christian authors, but anybody who wants to be learn from him. He has a thing called authormedia.social, which is a wonderful resource. It's a community of authors, and he participates in it all the time. But he also has I can't remember what it is right now, but I'll get the link for you and get that to you so you can publish it. He has a podcast that is just incredible. And I learned a lot from that. But also, he has a thing called, I think it's called the Book Launch Pad or something like that. I'll get you the right link on that too.
Sure.
It's a month long. It's 4 weeks long of almost every day. And I spent at it probably anywhere between 5 and 10 hours a day. And that sounds like a great time commitment, but you learn so much. This is probably by far the very best educational experience I've ever had of any kind in my entire life. I was not prepared to take it on. It was not quite $1,000. And before I committed myself to it, my wife kept trying to talk me into it. And she said, I really think you need to do this. You need to do this. And I thought, well, that's such a financial commitment and time commitment. But she eventually talked me into it. And I am so glad that I took it on, because I learned so much there that I couldn't have learned in any other way. And it really prepared me for properly launching this book. And he has another thing that's called the 5-year author plan or something like that. And though I'm later in life and I didn't decide to take that on, if you're a younger author, I think it would be fantastic, because it really leads you up to the launch and best release of your book that you can possibly get. So as a younger author, I would look into that. And on his website, you can find all those different things.
Keep your thought, Bill. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
To the next episode, my friends. Fides ad rogatis.